Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Soul Radio with your host, me, Emily Stroya. I am a professional medium here based in New York City. For those of you that are just calling in for the first time or just listening in, I work here primarily in New York, but I also do like readings by Skype and phone. So if you don't get a chance to get in today, you can definitely reach me via my website, to schedule something, which is www.emilystroya.com. I've been doing this show going on a year now, I believe, and I took a little bit of a hiatus to focus on some other endeavors of mine. So I am really happy to be back, and I think I'm going to try to keep it to a bi-monthly show. So hopefully every Wednesday at 9:30, every other Wednesday at 9:30, I can kind of maintain this for everybody. And it feels like, you know, people do really enjoy listening to some of the topics that I do share knowledge on. And also get a chance to call in and get some guidance. So one thing I do ask, though, is if you've already called in before and I gave you like a, you know, prediction about something, or, you know, I answered something for you, I would suggest, you know, waiting and letting somebody else have the opportunity to get in on the line, because it is only a 30-minute show, so I don't really get a chance to get to all of the callers. And I've had a couple of people I noticed that would call a few times or get in really early, and they've already called before. So I do want to say please do share and let somebody else have the opportunity if you already had a question answered for you at a prior show. So anyways, I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope that, you know, you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Fun fact about me is I was actually in the military quite a long time ago. I mean, I am 28 going on 29, but I did join when I was 17. So I was stationed in California, and I was in the Navy as a photojournalist. So believe it or not, a lot of people are always like, "What? You were in the military? That's crazy." But no, I didn't see anything, you know, as far as action is concerned. I did go on deployment, but being on a ship and deployment is very, very different from, you know, actually being on land. So we just had a lot of long hours on the boat and a lot of gruesome, boring work. But, you know, it was a really interesting experience for me. And I ended up, you know, funny, Mercury retrograde is here. And, you know, brought some people back from the past, including some of my old military friends in New York. And it was just so great. I was able to see them this past weekend. And I haven't seen one of my friends for, I think, going on 9 years now or 10 years. I mean, I can't even remember. But it literally is like kind of like going home or something. Like that, just that feeling of like we didn't know much about what we'd all been up to. But it was just so, you know, accepting and non-judgmental and so loving and so much support there. And, you know, I really hope that that you have that in your life, is somebody that does feel like home to you, or something that does feel like home to you and, you know, is your safe space from kind of the chaos of the outside world. And, you know, that's really important, especially in today's, you know, society and just everything that is going on. It's important to kind of take time out for yourself and find a place or find a support group or find, you know, a group of friends, or maybe it's your family, where you can just be yourself and, you know, stripped bare of all of the other things that come in, all your insecurities and your vulnerabilities. But, you know, just you being able to be yourself with other people, it's so important, right? Something that we don't even get a chance to do much anymore is to really relax and let go and, you know, not worry about what other people are thinking, or, you know, how we're going to be perceived or judged, or are we going to be accepted. So today's show, I'm just kind of, you know, winging it today. I think I always kind of have a little bit of a theme, and I talk about a lot of different, psychic topics as well as mediumship topics. And last show, we talked about some signs from spirit and signals, and I also touched on my book that came out on Amazon on mediumship for mediumship development for beginners. So that was really cool to be able to share that with you guys. And I did write something really great that I think, maybe you guys would enjoy, but it's how to find inspiration when you're feeling stuck. So I'm sure that we've all been there where we felt kind of like a little lost in the sauce and a bit stuck in where we are in life and kind of uninspired on what to do next or where to go or, there's so many things that, get us kind of in these ruts. So I wrote an article for Art Tour International magazine, and it's on their blog. If you go to their website, just Google them and you'll see it there. But I in the article, I talk a lot about different ways in which you can find inspiration again. And one of those ways I found was pretty powerful for me is doing something like out of the ordinary or doing something a little bit beyond like your comfort zone. So, every day we wake up, we have this kind of, agenda or idea of what our day is going to be like. But, I think it's great when you push past that agenda or that routine and you think about like, all right, maybe I'll go do this instead, or I'll go take this class that I've been wanting to learn more about, or something completely a little different from what you're normally doing in your everyday life is such a phenomenal way to start moving energy in your body, intuitively, inspirationally moving energy, and it gets you outside of your comfort zone and outside of the usual schema that you've built. And, propels you to think a little differently about, the world or add something new into your bank of knowledge. And I find that that's such a great, way to just kind of connect more with yourself and also connect with a new experience. Because with new experiences comes new knowledge and, new feelings and a whole different kind of array of emotions to be aware of. So this definitely can help you with feeling inspired, as well as just kind of connecting more with yourself on different levels, So if you're feeling stuck this week, try something different. Maybe go to a different, maybe go to a coffee shop that you don't normally go to, or, explore a new part of your city. Check out that park that you've been thinking about seeing, or, a local attraction, or, maybe there's a lot of free things to do, especially here in New York. We have so many free things. But, there's a lot of museums that are for free, and that may help you. That may help you kind of move some of that, energy that is sort of bogging you down or just you feeling a little unmotivated. It happens to me. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what I'm going to do about this particular thing in my life. But I work through it. I try to manage to get through that, little hump. And, push myself forward because it's really important for me to be able to be the best version of myself so that I can also help the people around me and so that I can be like a clear channel of guidance and help. So that's just something I want to share with you. So if you're curious on other ways, definitely check out the article. It's on Art Tour International magazine, and it's a phenomenal magazine. They feature a lot of artists from all over the world in it. But you can go online, and a lot of my other articles with them are posted there on taking risks and finding your voice. So it's a very inspirational blog. It's called Resilient You. And I'd love to connect with you more outside of Blog Talk Radio, so definitely follow me on Facebook as well. But anyways, I want to take some callers, and because last time I waited too long, so I want to take some callers in between the show, and then I may go back to another topic, a few of these callers in, okay? Hi, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, Emily. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York as well.
Oh, hi. Welcome. I'm good to talk
hi,
to a native
for,
New Yorker.
Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing your story. I think that was really cool, photojournalism. It's not something you would kind of connect with the Navy, so I was like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience. I mean, you know, the military is not a very easy experience as you know, in general, but
right.
being a photojournalist was definitely very exciting. I think much more.
Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, my God.
I figured I would just hang on.
Thank you so much for holding. Oh, my God. Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
well,
you said that.
Well,
I'll make it quick because I know you got other people, but here's my dilemma. I started a job about a little over 2 months ago, and the boss is completely abusive. He's verbally abusive towards me. He's constantly making comments about my personal appearance. I mean, I've never worked for someone like this. And he came from a corporate environment, which is totally shocking to me, in a very large company. And I think to myself, well, he must have been let go because of his antics. And this is his company. I get it. I'm working off the books for him right now. So it's kind of alluring because of the money. But I am trying to find a job in my own field. Do you see this changing in any which way where I get another job or maybe he sees the light? I don't know.
I don't see him seeing the light, so you're going to be you're going to be dealing with his stuff for definitely at least throughout the summer. He may, is he taking a break or something? Is he going away for a week or something? Because I feel like I don't see him around.
He just went away for the weekend. He just went away for the weekend and it was peaceful, but then he comes back and his first day back, you know, he's like friendly on text, oh, you did a great job, and then his first day back, he's like a nightmare immediately, you know, and he seems to be more with me than the other guy. The other guy, he like, I think it's more with women than it is with men.
I mean, I definitely don't feel like this is going to be like a long-term job for you, like more than a year. I can only see really up to a year of you being here, if that. It feels more of like a temporary transition job. And then I keep seeing a lot of energy movement around like September, October. So maybe that you're heavily interviewing more around this time, or you've landed something between now and like September and October. But there's definitely a push for you to kind of get moving or get out of there within the next like 4 to 6 months. So,
oh, believe me, I've been looking, and I try to send him love. I try to send him peaceful energy. I try to protect myself with the angels. You name it, I've tried everything. But the guy is just, he's critical miserable, and I don't know.
Yeah, you have to sort of just, that's who he is, but I don't see him really changing. There may be downtimes where he's not there the next couple of months, but other than that, like, I see you there for at least part of the summer. The energy starts to move towards the later half of the summer into the fall. So you may find something then, or you may be really, like, there may be more openings in the field that you're more experienced in or that you're looking in around that time.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
So hang in there.
God bless. Yeah, believe me.
Okay,
all right,
thanks for holding.
Yes,
okay,
bye-bye.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that. I lost connection. My phone just, like, cut off. So, yeah, Mercury retrograde is in effect until, like, June 11th, I believe. So be, you know, mindful that your technology may just go haywire or things may not go as smoothly as you anticipate. But I do appreciate your patience, everyone who's been on the line. I'm going to take my next caller now. Hi, 856.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi. My name's Laura.
Hi. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Well, I just lost my job in an environment that was a nightmare for me, so it's kind of a blessing in disguise, but
right.
Man, it was tough. So
yeah.
I have a phone interview scheduled on Thursday, and I'm wondering if you see me doing well with that and getting the job with that company. I'm just looking for a really good place to land with good people.
Yeah. I don't see you waiting, actually, that much longer. I mean, like, when I look at the future, like, I can't see further than 2 months. So I really feel like you're going to, if it's not this job, there's definitely a very strong, like, immediate energy coming in. So that tells me that you will definitely get something, I want to say. I mean, I can't really go further than July here. So it really, it's between now and, like, July, or, I mean, that feels even far, but it feels like the environment will be a little bit better than what you were in before. Were you at this job for a little while before? Because it feels like I see you there for at least a year or something. Or does a year mean anything to you?
It was, I was there 3 months. And it didn't go well at all. From day one, I had the gut feeling, and I didn't listen to it. I still took the job, and I shouldn't have done it. Are you picking up anything about specifics around that, like what went wrong?
To be honest, the energy feels like it's not so much you, because I don't feel like you're not capable. It's just feeling a lot of, like, the outside energy. Either the people that you worked with were really difficult, or the management there was horrible or poor. I keep feeling like there is a disconnect in the flow of energy there, like a disconnect in the way that things are handled, or that people lack respect, or it's kind of like a disaster.
All of
that. That's how it feels.
All of that.
Yeah.
It was an absolute disaster, and I made the mistake a couple days ago sitting down with my manager to try and nail down once and for all what is my role.
Right.
And I guess he didn't like they had me doing really stupid, piddly stuff that had no value that I could see. And they were paying me so much money to do nothing. And I'm not one of these people that will want to just collect a paycheck. I want to be happy, and I want to know that I'm giving value for the money that they're paying me for. And I want to feel good about what I'm doing. But I just didn't feel that way. So I basically sat down what my role was, and he didn't like that, I guess, so they let me go.
Well, you know what, this is a pretty powerful lesson, I think, for you, just in regards to your intuition, because it sounds like you do have an intuitive feeling, and I think what happens is that we get so caught up in the urgency and the immediacy of getting something, just something to fix the situation, that, if we wait a little bit longer, there may be something better out there for you. Or this, potentially may just take you to that next job that's really right for you, but it just needed to come at the right time. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that too, but Emily, do you think it's this job that I'm interviewing for on Thursday? Do you think it's this one, or do you think it's a different one?
I don't see you having to wait. I can't say for sure because it's a bit early to tell, but I do feel like there is a lot of positive feedback from the interview. So I do get some positive energy from the interview. I don't feel like it's just going to be, a short kind of thing. And you may have a second interview or something to move forward with this particular position, but I do see a lot of positive energy moving forward with getting something fairly soon. So it may be between now and, the end of June or come July, but I don't see you having to wait very long, being unemployed to have a new job. That's in a better atmosphere for you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So
have a great day.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. You too. Good luck
to
you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye.
Okay. I'm going to take my next caller here. But I just wanted to reiterate, I think that's pretty powerful. And, you know, a lot of times I meet people and they're like, oh, I'm not psychic. I don't have that gift. And, you know, you don't have to be like a practicing psychic here. You don't have to be on a radio show giving readings for you to be in touch with that part of yourself that is your inner voice or is your intuition. You know, for example, with this lady, she wasn't, you know, she didn't listen to that gut feeling she got about, you know, this one particular job, and it was just hell and mayhem the whole way through. So that's something to definitely, you know, think about with it within yourself is how do you listen to your intuition? How do you pay attention to those gut feelings? And more importantly, try not to dismiss them, but definitely, you know, consider them, weigh them in, and maybe even allow them to be the decision maker for you the next time you're kind of dealing with something in your own life. So, anyways, thanks so much for everybody waiting. I'm going to take my next caller here. I do have some more people on the line who've been waiting, so I want to get to them. Hi, welcome. You're live on the air.
Hi. I'm going to try to be quick so somebody else can get in. I'm Holly from Seattle.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Hi. Yeah, I saw your 253, and it looks familiar to me. It's a Washington number.
Yeah. My ex-husband's moving out soon, I think. And do I need to be worried, like, you know, he's not the nicest person. Is he going to steal anything? Do I need to call the police? You know, like, do I need to be worried?
Well, I do see a little bit of a red flag around him. It's kind of like a caution red flag. So he doesn't feel like he has the greatest temper or, I don't know if he's revengeful or something, but I keep getting that feeling kind of like a sneakiness to him. So I would be careful, and I would suggest to you to have somebody there when he's moving out. So it could be a friend or family member, but it feels like you would benefit from having, you know, another individual there just in case something does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, just one more thing. Like, I want to get my name off of his green card. Do you think I should do that? Because I don't want them thinking I'm involved with what he's doing.
That I would suggest that you talk to a lawyer about. That would be your best way.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, great. So we have a few minutes left. I may be able to take another caller here. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, my name is
Hello?
Chris. Hi.
Hi,
my name
Chris,
is Chris.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you're calling from California.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm open to any messages.
Okay. Just one second. Let me see if I can get, you know, I have to, psychic energy is a little bit different from working with spirit energy, so.
Thank you.
Kind of moving my awareness over to the spirit world, I sort of feel like I have two energies that step forward, and one feels like a older gentleman or like a grandfather figure, but he doesn't seem to be coming forward very, very strongly. So I don't know if he died when you were very young or that you wouldn't have been very close to him, but there's kind of a little bit of a distance in the connection. So does that make any sense to you? He may be on your mother's side of your family.
I was not very close with that, with my grandfather, no, from my mother's side.
Okay, yeah. Because I just asked Spirit to step forward really fast to see if somebody comes through for you. And I heard grandfather on your mother's side, but I didn't feel like a very strong closeness with him. So let me see if there's something he's coming through. And then there's also a lady, but she doesn't feel like she's part of the same kind of side of the family. She looks a bit like average height or shorter. And she has kind of like a motherly energy or a grandmother energy towards you. And I almost feel like she would have died more recently, because I don't see like a long time frame passing by. So, would you have a grandmother who died within the last like 8 to 10 years or something?
Maybe within the last 15 years.
Okay. Just a second. I'm just trying to see if I can get more information from her. She doesn't. The gentleman feels like he would have died a little bit before her, because it doesn't. I don't see a strong connection here between you and him. Okay. Just a second. This grandmother energy, she seems to kind of give me an impression. I'm trying to ask her for more information. Would she be on your father's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay. And would you also understand something to do with the number three? Would there be three kids in her family, or would she be of three kids?
No, there were only two kids in her in her generation.
In her generation. And what about with your dad? Would he have two other siblings? Or do you have two siblings?
No, he's five.
Five, okay. See, I'm not getting a lot of information here, I think, because we're a little pressed for time, so I'm a little concerned about that. I wish I could give you more, but I can only say that I do feel these two energies here. I'm not sure what the number three means. It could mean around three kids in the family or more. Sometimes that's what they do. But I also felt a little bit of distance with her as well. Did she live further away, or did you not have a close relationship with her, or is there kind of a physical distance with her in the family?
Actually, I was very close with her.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm sorry, I really want to give you more information, but I'm a little thrown off because of the time here, and I'm running out of time on the show. So if you want, we can always talk another time, and maybe you'll get a little bit more information from her. I'm so sorry. But I do wish you the best, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And as far as who's with you, there's definitely that grandfather energy on your mother's side, but also this lady, too. Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, I am running out of time on the show, and I just got the beep that I have to start to come to an end with this, but I do appreciate your patience with waiting, and, I am sorry to the last caller that I couldn't get more information that was more concrete, but I definitely, sometimes when you're pressed for time, you don't get a lot of clear stuff because your awareness isn't so strongly connected to the spirit world. So thank you again for holding, and definitely stay tuned for the next show. Wednesday's at 9:30, and you can definitely find out more information about me on my website at www.emilystroya.com, and schedule a reading with me. If you'd like, I have 30-minute, 45, and 1-hour sessions, which you can book online through my scheduler. Everything is there. Very easy. Anyways, take care, have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking to you again in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.